Welcome to our first WATW Coach's Corner. Joining us now, we have head coach Travis Larson with the Ash and Ordocker football team. Hey, coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
How was practice this week?
Practice was great this week. Another couple hot days here that were great to get outside in the weather and make us a little bit tougher. So practice was very good.
How's the team's health heading into tomorrow's game?
We're excited to play a game. I mean, that we're all anxious. I think even right down to the coaches, we're anxious and excited to get a game under our belt, a game in the books, and you know that anxiousness maybe leads to a little some nerves and whatnot. But we're excited and ready to play.
How fun was last week's scrimmage? Finally, being able to put the pads on and hit somebody other than a teammate.
You know what? It was a lot of fun. You could see the kids almost have a sense of relief of I need to do something different other than. Run out to the practice field and hit against my buddy for 2-3 hours a day. So it was really fun. It was good for us. We got a lot of great things out of it. I think every team, as far as I saw, walked away healthy, and it was that's great. So you walked away from the scrimmage with a good feeling of you know, we're all healthy. We all gained something out of it. So it was a great experience.
What are a couple of things you saw at the scrimmage that you were working on this week?
I think just improving on our tackling, improving on our just our little fundamental things. I don't know if I said this last week, but in the scrimmage, you just almost want to confirm the things that you were thinking or the things that your coaches were anticipating. So those things were, I think, confirmed in our eyes. And you know, the sport of football is a very simple game and complex at the same time. So we just wanted to make sure that our fundamentals were sound. So we just really hammered on those things this week. And we'll continue to basically do that for the entire year.
Well, and it seems like with that scrimmage, it's finally tough for the kids to get into real live game action. So the tackling's not going to be there. The blocking isn't going to be there. Just the speed of the game increases because they're actually in a game situation.
That's right. I always use the analogy that, you know, sometimes in practice, it's slow pitch softball, right? You know, it's underhand, it's coming at you underhand. Sometimes it's just hard to simulate the speed of a real game sometimes. And then you get into a game or a scrimmage, and now they're throwing overhand at you. So we got to be able to hit the overhand pitching and not the underhand softball stuff. Obviously, if you can simulate a game as much as you can in practice, you're going to do much better during the game because you're used to the game speed, or at least the speed of the other player. But a scrimmage is a great way to do that, and our players were able to benefit from that.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't get much easier, though, tomorrow when you travel to Northwestern. What can you tell me about Northwestern?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're a good team. And they've been a good team for a long time. This might be one of the better teams they've had for maybe a decade, maybe more. I don't know. I know they're returning 17 of their 22 starters. Their single season rushing record holder is back as a senior, and he's a UMD commit. He's a good player. They're just a good team. Like I said, they might be one of the better teams that Northwestern's had in a long time. So it'll be a stiff challenge for us tomorrow, for sure.
I'm new to the area, but I'm getting baptized into this game, this Ashland-Northwestern game, and there's a lot of history between the two teams.
Yes, it has been going on for a long, long time. I couldn't tell you how many years in a row. It's usually the kickoff. It's usually the first game of the year. And for many years, it has been a very good indicator of how good the teams are going to be. So if Northwestern beats Ashland, Northwestern is usually going to have a good team and vice versa. And for years, even in the 90s, when they were competing for state titles, the different divisions, but the rivalry was and still is a big deal.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited for the game tomorrow. What are two or three things that need to happen tomorrow night for you guys to come away with a win?
Don't make mistakes. Don't turn the ball over. Any coach will say this tomorrow, but it is really about fundamental things, not making mistakes. You need a couple breaks here or there, too, especially when you're playing a really good team. I think you gain those breaks in your favor if you don't make mistakes. So play good, sound, fundamental football and have a great time. Have a lot of fun as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Coach. We're excited to have you on every Thursday. Anything else?
No, I appreciate it. Should be a fun game tomorrow, 7 o'clock right at Northwestern High School.